Once upon a time, when I was just 13 years old, I broke my elbow. This wasn't any normal story. I didn't fall off the swing set or try to break my fall. I was throwing a baseball while playing the best sport in the world. Since I was a little kid, I've always been one of, if not the hardest thrower on my baseball team. With that being said, the hardest throwers on the team play one of three positions: pitcher, catcher, or third base. It was June, and we were on summer break once again. During the summer, I would play in a very competitive baseball league on a highly skilled travel team. Every year, my team would take a trip to the beach to play in a big tournament with teams from across the country. This is the most exciting point in the whole season, and everybody gets excited as the time closes in. We played almost every weekend leading up to the beach trip, but I wish we wouldn't have. We were on a trip down to Locust Grove, Georgia, to play in a tournament a week before our departure date. We had hotels booked and our trips were planned. It was our first game of the tournament, and we were playing against a team that was two age groups above us. I was starting third base that game. We had played through three innings, and I was not having a good game. I had already made one or two errors, and I was looking like I was losing confidence in myself. All of a sudden, ping! The ball was hit right at me. I scooped it up and I slugged it as hard as I could across the infield. The ball soared through the sky. This was not the smartest thing I had done that day. As the ball left my hand, my elbow sounded like Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop. I was crying my eyes out as coaches and players from both teams stood around me huddled up. My best friend on the team, Andrew Henson, was towering over me like I was a pedestrian on a sidewalk looking up at the top of a tall skyscraper. I was scared. My mom rushed me to the hospital, which for me was a first-time experience. The hospital had an eerie feel to it. I felt like I was on my way to the afterlife. But then my hero appeared from behind a tall brown door. It was a woman. She was my doctor, and she was going to ensure me that everything would be all right. She asked, "How did you hurt your arm?" With a lightning response, I answered, "I was in a baseball game when I threw a ball and could no longer move my arm." With shock, she answered, "Are you serious?" I asked, "Does this not happen very often?" And she said, "No, this is my first one." She began to examine my arm before she took me back to get x-rays. After we got the x-rays, they had determined that the throw had broken my elbow. My doctor told me that I would be all right and that I would be able to play again in a month or two. This was not good, though. I had the most important baseball tournament in a week from now down in Panama City Beach. No! I began to wonder, like all athletes do when they get hurt, will I ever get to play again? Of course I would, just not in my favorite place to play. I was very upset, and so was my mom. She had already paid for the whole week down at the beach and for my spot in the tournament, and I wasn't going to be playing. The week came, and we were waking up early to head down to Panama City. This would be a long ride with my arm in a sling the whole time. When we arrived down there, I was excited about seeing the ocean once again and seeing all of my baseball buddies. I spent the days by the poolside and just chilling on the beach while my friends played tetherball, football, and swam in the blue water. I guess you could say I was bored at the beach. When we had games, I would coach first, which was not that exciting, and my team would struggle because I was one of the best on the team. I felt like I had let them down, but I knew it was not my fault. I did learn a lesson, however, from the whole experience. At the end of the day, be grateful for what you have and that you have two arms, and if you break a limb, it will repair itself. Don't think that the world is ended just because you broke a limb. Many people are not as fortunate as me, and I will always hold that high respect up and proud in the air. Be thankful for what you have.